Hello everyone, how are you doing? This is Father Tadros Hermina. It's always my pleasure being with you in peace and love in our episode Be the One, Lead the Way. We are going to talk for four episodes about stress. It's really important about stress. We are living in a very stressful life. Everything around us is very stressful. Work, kids, parents, school, everything is very stressful. Even the communication started to be very stressful. Everything around is very stressful. So we are going to talk about stress. What's the origin of stress? What are the reactions going in our body? How to deal with the stress, with about 13 steps that we can use in our lives. We are going to start in this episode by the origin of stress. We are going to talk scientifically and with a lot of knowledge. The term stress was first used in 1936 by someone, his name Hans Selye. He is a young man who immigrated from Hungary to Canada. He defined it as a non-specific response of the body to any demand made upon it. That's his definition about stress. Non-specific response of the body to any demand made upon it. Not only that, but this guy, Hans, in 1956, he observed stress as a process of three parts. So listen to this, it's very important. Whenever you are subjected to stress, you are under three parts: the alarm reaction, the resistance stage, the exhaustion stage. Again, the three parts, according to Hans Selye observation. Number one, the alarm reaction. The resistance stage, number two. Three, the exhaustion stage. We are going to talk specifically about each one. The alarm reaction. What's the alarm reaction? When the body's defensive forces are sparked into reaction. Like, for example, you are under stress, so your body started to perform some reactions for this stress. Like sweating, like being, feel yourself not stable, then like feeling you are, your body like not feeling well. All this is called alarm reaction, that you are subjected to some sort of stress in your life. And definitely you want to fix it. And then the second stage is the resistance stage. What happened in this stage? This occurs when the body defends itself by such means as the reaction of adrenocorticotropic hormone. It's called the ACTH, adrenocorticotropic hormone, ACTH. It's carried through the vascular system of the body, this hormone, carried through the vascular system of the whole body. And this substance, this ACTH, acts directly on the adrenal cortex, stimulating the adrenal cortex. Adrenal cortex is something in the brain, so the stimulation of this adrenal cortex to release various hormones. What are of those hormones released? This one of the hormones released, including what? Cortisone. And that's the big problem. So again, the resistance change, it occurs when the body defends itself by releasing this hormone, ACTH, carried in the vascular system of the body, going to the adrenal cortex, which is in the brain. And being in the adrenal cortex, it's stimulating the adrenal cortex to release some other hormones. One of them is the cortisone. Okay, what's the cortisone is going to do? This is the alarm stage. for a long period of time. Because what are the reactions of the cortisone when it is released due to this ACTH hormone from the stimulation of the adrenal cortex? Listen to that. Number one, the heartbeats becomes faster. So basically you have high rate of heartbeats. The breathing rate increases. Blood clotting mechanisms are released to reduce the loss of the blood. You see? The muscles are tightened, like very tight. The digestive system is shut down. The sugar is extracted out of the liver into the bloodstream to provide extra energy. And that's why it's not good for diabetic people. Why? Because they would be having under stress extra release of sugar, as we mentioned, out from the liver into the bloodstream, and that provides extra energy. And this extra energy may be subjecting you to a lot of troubles because it is not needed due to the sugar. I'm talking about the diabetic people. So again, what are the reactions of the release of cortisone? Just as a quick summary, from where the cortisone coming, the cortisone is coming from the release from the stimulation of the adrenal cortex, which is stimulated by the ACTH hormone, which is released in the body due to stress. Because after the, you remember we talked about the alarm reaction that you feel stress, but you didn't take any right action to release this stress. That's why we are here to tell you about stress, so that always we want to react when you have the alarm reaction, whenever you have it. So I'm going to give you the tips later on about how to release it, so as not to go to the resistance change, to avoid the resistance change, the resistance stage, I mean. Okay, so what's the cortisone effect? Increasing the heart rate, the heartbeats, breathing rate increases. Number three, blood clotting mechanism released to reduce the loss of blood. Number four, muscle tightened. The digestive system is shut down. Number five, number six, the extra release of sugar from the liver into the blood stream. The stage of resistance or the resistance change remains until the danger is perceived to have passed or can be controlled by one's normal resources. That's why I told you. So basically, this danger, either, or this stress, I mean, is passed or you control it. Otherwise, it will be there for a longer time. But what are the consequences of keeping the effect of cortisone for a long time in your bloodstream? Obviously, the longer the person remains in the stage of resistance, as we mentioned, the more wear and tear will be on the body. And that's why we have big issues for those who are under stress for a long period of time. Why? Because being under the stress for a longer period of time, that's subjecting you to a lot of distractions in your body system. Not only that, but the exhaustion stage. If the pressure continues too long, the organisms may lose its ability to resist. And from there coming the term psychosomatic diseases. Psychosomatic diseases. We are going to talk specifically about the psychosomatic diseases in our next episode, and we are going to start the tips for release of stress and how to avoid that stress. Thank you very much for being with me today. This is Father Tedros Hermina, the priest of St. Peter Coptic Orthodox Church, located in 3405 Forest Hill Boulevard in West Palm Beach, Florida, zip code 33406. And I'm the administrator and professor of the LEAD program, which is for the Diocese of the Southern United States. You can join us at any time at www.theleadprogram.org. Always my pleasure being with you, and looking forward to our next episode to continue the topic of stress. Thank you very much, and God bless all of you.